Welcome to Without Regret, Be More, See More, Achieve More That Really Matters. Lesson 6, Actions for Living Without Regret, Boundaries and Assertiveness. In this session, we begin the exploration of actions you must take to avoid regret. Once you have made the commitment to living without regret, embraced your uniqueness, and have laid your direction by clearly establishing your values, your vocation, your purpose, your mission, and the vision for your life, then you must take action. In my book, Without Regret, I identify 9 issues that come up when you implement your plan to live without regret. And among those are living according to your boundaries, living according to your plan with assertiveness, managing your priorities, perfectionism, self-care, conflict, the issue of forgiving and forgetting, the importance of developing a powerful support team, and guarding against sabotage. In these lessons to come, I will cover most of these in brief overviews. As you've been forming your plan, you've already identified where the boundaries will be drawn. Now you must act to live according to your boundaries. You know you have boundary problems if you are overly concerned about pleasing others. By establishing your foundations around your uniqueness, values, vocation, purpose, mission, and vision, you have set boundaries. You may compromise those foundations to please others. You might find yourself going along with others, bending over backward to please them, or allowing yourself to be a doormat for fear they will be displeased with you or reject you. Another indicator of inappropriate boundaries is taking too much responsibility for the lives of others. You try to tell others what to think, and how to feel. You might try to help too much, doing things for others that they can do for themselves, or even trying to force agreement. You might also take responsibility for others' emotions about your boundaries. My grandfather was a farmer, and I spent time with him and Grandma for several summers. Occasionally, Granddad determined that it was time for a new fence. He decided where it would be and marked the place. Some of the hardest work we did was building fences. This was a blood, sweat, and tears kind of manual work, all under the Texas summer sun. Creating personal boundaries is hard work, too. Identifying the locations of the boundaries you want to build is a part of the work you've done so far in defining who you are and who you are not, and what you will do and what you won't do, how you will be with others and how you will not be, and how you will allow them to be with you and what you will not allow. Occasionally, my granddad's cattle would be found outside the fence. This was a signal that someone left a gate open or the fence was down somewhere. Little time was lost in closing the gate or mending a fence and getting the cattle back inside, since they were usually grazing in a money crop, which obviously was a costly problem. Or they could be munching delightedly in a neighbor's garden. Worse, they could be on the road and in danger of being hit by a vehicle, which could injure or kill both the cow and the occupants of the vehicle. Granddad's fences protected lives, livelihoods, relationships, and the cattle themselves. Your boundaries protect you and others. They allow you to live appropriately separate, yet close to others. Once you've defined some boundaries, it's important to keep them clearly in view and well maintained. Sometimes repairs are needed, and the need for repairs reminds you and others what is to be inside and what is to be outside. All Granddad's fences had at least one gate, and sometimes more. Occasionally, we would move the cattle, which required opening the gates and moving the cattle out of one pasture and guiding them to another fenced pasture. The gates also allowed us a level of convenience and freedom of movement without having to climb the fence or take it down. Your boundaries need controlled permeability. They need the flexibility of a gate or two. Without this flexibility, boundaries can shut people out. If too flexible, they allow others too much freedom and allow us to take too much freedom with the boundaries of others. You can control these gates by opening them briefly if something needs to be allowed in or out. For example, you can open a gate to let activities that don't exactly fit your purpose in or out on appropriate occasions. You decide the appropriateness. Be careful not to open a gate too often, too widely, or for too long, or to leave it unattended. There is danger in leaving a gate flapping open, since if you do, you'll have no real boundary at all. keep the gate closed until you see the need to open it. For example, if an activity doesn't fit within the purpose you've determined for your life, that is the boundary, the general rule is don't do it. Life is too short to spend time on something that is not a part of your calling and purpose. If you are pressured to act contrary to your values, don't do it. Doing so would be the easy way out, and you'll very likely experience feelings of regret afterwards. You can expect pressure on your boundaries. You'll need to plan to hold your boundaries, and know that your boundaries help everyone. Your boundaries protect you and others. Once you've drawn your boundaries, you will need to communicate your boundaries assertively. Being assertive means that you stand up for yourself without violating the basic rights of others. This is opposed to attempting to hold your boundaries aggressively, like bullying, or passively, which is really not at all, or passive-aggressively, which is a combination of the two. Assertive communication involves direct, clear, tactfully honest, and appropriate expressions of your emotions and thoughts. If you are assertive, you are responsibly confrontational in expressing positive and corrective suggestions to other people. However, being assertive does not mean that you can say whatever's on your mind, no matter what. It does not mean that you are guaranteed to get your way. It does not mean that you can unload on someone. When someone pushes or crosses your boundaries, counting to 10 and taking a time out to cool down are good tools to use, even before an assertive response. When you assertively hold your boundaries, you can be sure that most people will not like it. Some will try to manipulate you by saying things like, "Well, you don't care about me." But you're not responsible for their feelings, as we established long ago in this course. You are also not responsible for their response. You are only responsible for you. Hold your boundaries assertively, and you'll have better relationships and be a healthier person overall. There are many tips and techniques for being an assertive communicator. With understanding and practice, it's a skill that can be learned. Find out more about this, along with many assertiveness techniques and practical tips on assertiveness, in my book, Without Regret. I'm Michael Godfrey. Thanks for listening.